Our next item of old business is subdivision 2014-4, David L. Banks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this application for a subdivision has been deferred for a couple weeks. All the commissioners are in favor of, are familiar with the site. This is sort of a by right subdivision. I had some input from a gentleman to my left, Mr. Ross, and I would like to yield the floor for a moment to him to let him, because I've incorporated his remarks into the motion that I will read after he finishes.
My only concern was that with the proposal to fill in a small pond there, that we require the applicant to obtain a jurisdictional determination prior to final site plan approval. This would give them plenty of time. It wouldn't hold up the project, and it would basically dot the I's and cross the T's for the county to make sure everything was the way it should be.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. And gentlemen, one of the people that did speak at the public hearing, who was neither for or opposed, but had brought to the attention of the commission that he had some drainage issues, and I think Mr. Ross' suggestion about the pond and the wetlands issues may, with the subdivision going in, the appropriate buffers and a wetland delineation may actually be able to help alleviate some of that gentleman's concerns and the flooding issues on that. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2014-4 for David L. Banks, which is based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being, one, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code, which have been favorably addressed. Two, the proposed subdivision density is less than the density that would be permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. Three, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact any schools, public buildings, community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Six, Department of Natural Resources Environmental Control has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This motion for approval is subject to the following conditions, and them being A, there shall be no more than 16 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association which will be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and that system shall be constructed and maintained using what is known as best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot buffer shall be shown along all boundaries as required by the subdivision code. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, prior to final site plan approval, the applicant shall obtain a jurisdictional determination to identify and locate any wetlands on the site. The results of this determination shall be provided as part of the final site plan review process. I, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. J, a system of street lighting shall be established. K, as so stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. L, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff of the Planning and Zoning Department shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2014-4, David L. Banks, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
And again, for the record.
And Mr. Burton abstaining, the vote was 4-0.